hotel in Los Angeles. Want to meet up with the Sin2O team while you're down there? Send us an email at podcast@sin20.com.
Maybe we'll sign some. We'll do some autographing for you.
I'll autograph someone's head, and not the other head.
Well, maybe somebody will want it on their tits or something. You better be prepared for that.
Yeah, I'll bring my Sharpie. I'm not signing babies, though.
No, that's no.
We are looking for sponsors, so if you would like to participate in the production of this podcast and help us out, either financially or in other ways, make sure you get a hold of us, podcast@sin20.com. And up next, our interview with Alec Helmy from XBiz.
Welcome to XBiz.net, the industry hub. XBiz.net is the only place to connect with your peers at the fastest-growing community of adult industry professionals. Create your own unique professional profile, and XBiz.net gives you instant access to the pulse of the industry. Discover new opportunities and develop business relationships. Post personal and company news and stay current with tips, trends, and inside information. Connect now at XBiz.net, the industry hub.
Today we're talking with Alec Helmy, president and founder of XBiz, about the future of the online adult industry. Welcome, Alec.
Hey, thanks, Jason. Thanks for having me.
What is 2010 going to mean to us here in the online adult industry?
The year of, I would say, consolidation, the reemergence of certain things such as the mobile scene, less focus on growth, more concentration on quality. And it seems like, you know, the dust has settled and, you know, most companies, most leading companies have realized what their priorities should be. And they are not so growth and expansion minded anymore.
Moving forward with talking about technology 2010, mobile is still, you know, right on the verge of happening. Are we going to see mobile happen in 2010?
I think the heat level will continue to rise. I think with the introduction of devices like the iPad, you know, it's hard to say, is the iPad a mobile device or is it a PC? You know, is it a laptop? I mean, you know, is a laptop a mobile device? You know, it's all how you define it. What's interesting to me is how mobile seems to be merging with the web. You know, it's not like the iPad is using some Internet 2 platform to connect people to websites. You know, it's still tapping into the power of the Internet. And so long as devices like the iPhone and the iPad are considered to be mobile devices, they're really nothing but a smaller a device that is connected to the Internet. So I see mobile and the web kind of merging into a single kind of a focal point here.
Well, I think one of the reasons mobile is taken so long to kind of percolate here and come to the masses is because of ease of use, especially in terms of billing solutions, making it easy for me to buy the porn I want on a mobile platform, right? Like you said, the two are kind of mobile and the internet, they're kind of, you know, coming closer and closer together, especially when you have these ubiquitous devices such as the iPhone, such as the iPad and those types of things. But billing seems like it's still an issue for those types of mobile devices. Is that the last kind of hurdle before this thing finally breaks?
I think the screen real estate is going to be a big thing in terms of its application in the mobile devices, you know, being kind of used as a primary device platform for the delivery of porn. You know, so long as the screens, you're confined to a screen of, you know, 2 to 3 inches, you know, I think a limited number of people are going to be really, really all that interested in viewing porn on a small device. So obviously the iPad kind of opens up a new opportunity there, not to say that the iPad is unlike anything out there. There's, you know, there have been plenty of tablet-like devices out there, and none of which have really shook things up in the porn biz. So, I don't see 2010 as being the year for, you know, explosive growth of mobile porn consumption. But I do see things getting hotter and hotter. And I think devices like the iPad, which are, you know, pretty groundbreaking type of stuff, see these things only fueling the heat more.
What about using technology as a means of promoting additional consumption of adult types of materials. Like, you know, AEBN is still out there trying to push their Real Touch, Telesex, or whatever you want to call it, type of device. Are we going to see those types of things come to the market in 2010, or is that still in the realm of science fiction?
It's still on the sci-fi side from my perspective here. I think, you know, AEBN has done something very groundbreaking with the Real Touch. I can't imagine how much effort that